Fade in. Exterior, a redwood forest. Twilight. Full moon rising between trees. Green city limit sign next to dark highway. Dissolve to sign. White block letters. Arcadia, California, population 16,179. Freeze frame. Superimpose. Episode 73. Ink.
So what are we going to do with Will? I mean, he's right. We can't just keep him there forever. Even if we feed him and everything, people are going to notice he's missing. We'd have to, I don't know, come up with a reason that he's just gone. And I don't think his dad would believe he decided to move to Montana and raise sheep or something. But I don't see what else we can do if she decides
Nico,
to not tell us anything.
Nico, chill. We're not going to keep him in there forever.
Right. Okay. Sorry. But then what are we going to do?
I don't know. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, I know, but what?
I have to think about it, okay?
Yep. Okay, sorry. We should call his dad.
We should what?
Call his dad, so he doesn't think Will is gotten murdered? Or something?
Murdered?
It's what Holly always says.
Of course it's what Holly always says. So, are you gonna call?
Oh, right, yeah. Okay, one sec. I am putting it on speaker, so both of you be quiet.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Sudsworth. It's Nico. Nico McCleary?
Hi, Nico. What a nice surprise. How have you been? We haven't seen you around the house recently. I was worried Will had done something to cause a fight.
No.
Oh, that's great. I know he's kind of rough around the edges, so to speak. You know. So how are you? Enjoying your summer break? Staying busy?
Summer is great.
How are your mom? I heard Falconer Lumber's doing great with Holly back in charge.
We're good. Thanks.
Awesome. So, what's up? We never did have that talk about Arcadian history, did we? I've still got those books if you're interested.
I mean...
Will is sleeping over.
I was just calling to see if it was okay if Will slept over tonight.
Of course. I'm so glad to know that you're still hanging out. I guess you probably figured out already that Will isn't great at making friends. It means a lot to me that you've been willing to deal with him.
We're friends. I'm not dealing with him.
Right. Right.
He's a great guy.
Sure. Especially now that things are different, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, if it's all right with you, he's going to spend the night?
Absolutely. Have a great time, and feel free to call anytime, Nico. Remember about those books.
Right. Yeah, I will. Thanks, Mr. Sudsworth.
You're very welcome. Have a great day, and tell your moms hi.
Yeah, sure.
Wow. What an asshole.
Yeah.
He didn't even ask about his own kid.
Nope.
He's making me feel sorry for Will. And I hate that.
Yeah. At least we have a little time to figure out what to do.
Yeah. I guess so.
Thursday, July 16th, 2009. I am going to meet the father of Nico's friend. The friend, the son, Will, is like Elliot. Like I am, but was. He has been told what he should be. Has been trapped by his father with a name defining a shape he cannot take. He has tried, is trying, to force himself within its lines, bargained away pieces of himself to fit. He has cut himself until he bleeds, thinking that sacrifice is necessary, that with enough paid and offered and given and taken from him, he will be right, take on the correct form, such that he may be a valued thing. He does not understand that for the father, there is no correct form. There is nothing that he can become that will be enough to inhabit that space that has been given his name. He does not understand that he may shed himself in layers, become less and less and less, and eventually nothing at all, and he will never be right. He needs to know that his father does not love him, will not love him. We here are, by our natures, given the right to choose the ones to whom we swear ourselves. It is proper that his choice should be made with full knowledge of who they are.
Hello, I am Thomas Falconer. My name is Thomas Falconer. Hi, I am Thomas McCleary. I'm Tom. Tom McCleary.
Can I help you?
Hello. I'm Tom. My name is Thomas Falconer. I would like to talk to you.
Thomas Falconer? I don't... Oh! You're Nico's cousin. I heard you'd moved in with him. I'm so glad to meet you. Come on in. Can I get you anything? Water? Tea? Coffee?
No.
Sit down. Sit down. Make yourself at home. So, what can I do for you, Thomas? It's not every day we get a visit from a Falconer.
Your family is not well thought of.
The Sudworths have been an integral part of Arcadian history.
But they are not respected by the people who hold power in this place.
I know it might look that way to someone without a complete understanding of how the
thing... I would like to craft a bargain with you.
You what?
A bargain. There are things I, new come but old in name, require that you, rooted here yet without holdings, can provide. I would offer trade, what I have that you need, and like for like in reverse.
I don't follow.
I cannot complete the tasks that have been set out before me while living as a child. Under the control of parents that seek to mold and guide their offspring. I wish to become part of a different household, such that I may achieve my goals. I wish to become part of your household.
You're from... That is, you're one of... I mean to say, you're...
I was raised by those beyond the doors.
Oh my god. You are. One of them. And you want to be part of my family?
Yes.
We don't have the best reputation around town, like you said.
Yes.
And you're already a Falconer. The first of the first families.
Yes.
Then why?
Your name suits my purposes. You will be paid for its use, of course.
Oh, no. No. That's not... I didn't think... I am interested in making a bargain with you. If we can come to an agreement that would be to both our advantage.
Of course. There is one condition that must be met in order for our negotiations to proceed.
And that is?
I have a sibling in Nico. I do not wish to have any others.
What?
If I am to be your child, I must be the only. If we are to bargain, you must rid yourself of your son.
Smash cut, black screen. Over black, roll credits. Nico McCleary is played by M. German. Thomas McCleary is played by Cale Brown. Leah Webster is played by Kaylin. Mr. Sudsworth is played by Daniel Schuller. Arcadia, California is a production of Law of Names Media. It is written and directed by Lee Seguente and edited by Eric Seguente. You can find more information about the show, its cast, and crew at arcadiacalifornia.lawofnames.com or join us on Discord at discord.lawofnames.com. Fade out.